This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV. In hour number three, another great day in Trump land. Democrats showing their cards every day. They're all communist losers. Joe McCarthy wasn't wrong. He was just early. First of all, the good news of the day, Donald Trump's approval rating as of yesterday, 53%. That was 7 points higher than Obama at the same point in his presidency. And you have to understand the significance of that. It's amazing. This comes with every single second of the media saying, Trump's a Nazi, Trump's a Nazi, Trump's Hitler, Trump's KKK, Trump's a racist, Trump's a sexist, Trump abuses women, Trump rapes women, Trump's a this, Trump's a that, he grabs them by the you-know-what, and Trump is unpopular, the most unpopular president in history. He's just 7 points higher than Obama in that environment. No matter what they do, they can't take Trump down, and in Israel, no matter what they do, they can't take Bibi down, who is the Donald Trump of Israel, just like in Brazil. They couldn't take the Trump of Brazil down. He was the winner, despite being called a racist, and a this, and a that, and a that. So Bibi Netanyahu is the winner. Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel, otherwise known as Bibi, won again, managed to boost his party's share of the vote, and will keep power with his right-wing Likud party and a centrist coalition. 69-year-old, now likely to form another right-wing government and become the longest-serving Israeli prime minister in history later this year. That's even though he's about to be under indictment. Amazing, isn't it? In every country in the world, the liberals try and slime us. The liberals try and make us look like criminals. And in every country in the world, we win because people born in that country with common sense and legal immigrants who come to that country to work and not collect welfare and didn't come in illegally, they love their country and they vote for people like Donald Trump and Bibi Netanyahu and Wayne Root and Bill O'Reilly. Other big news of the day, Attorney General Barr says he thinks spying did occur on the 2016 Trump campaign. Barr said on Wednesday, today, U.S. intelligence agencies engaged in spying directed at the presidential campaign of Donald Trump. How smart can Wayne Root be? I wrote commentaries 2 years ago that this is Watergate. There's no difference between Nixon's team breaking into an office and then 40 years later, whatever the number is, what was that, 72 that all went down, or 71 it all went down, 71, 81, 91, 2001, 2011. So almost 50 years ago, 50 years later, you're not breaking into someone's office physically or opening their safe. You're going online and breaking into their website. And you're sending spies in to find out their campaign plan, and you've got everything ready on the other side. Everything Trump does, you're instantly ready to counter him. That's called cheating to win an election. That's the Democratic Party. And a lot of people are going to jail. Now the question is, will it reach Obama? It all started with Obama, clearly. None of this happened without Obama's knowledge. What did he know and when did he know it? And who put him up to it? George Soros? And Attorney General Barr puts together a team to investigate the 2016 counterintelligence probe into the Trump campaign. We don't know much, but here it is, what we know. Attorney General Barr has assembled a team to investigate the origins of the FBI's counterintelligence investigation into the Trump campaign. Barr told lawmakers at a contentious hearing he's reviewing the Bureau's conduct, the FBI Bureau's conduct, during the summer of 16. Republicans have repeatedly called for a thorough investigation. Wayne Root has called again and again for a thorough investigation of the FBI's intelligence practices following the conclusion of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe. And now it's underway. It's about to get underway. Great news. It's not a special counsel. I don't know why. You mean you don't want to bankrupt them the way that we were bankrupted? It's okay, they bankrupt us, but you can't bankrupt them? An ex-FBI lawyer, James Baker, refuses to answer Congressman Meadows when asked if multiple Trump associates were targeted with FISA warrants. Why do you think he refused to answer? The same reason Lois Lerner refused to answer. And then the Democrats just keep digging their own holes, digging their own graves. Ilhan Omar attacks critics for 9/11 comment. Some people did something, she said. It wasn't Muslims blowing up our buildings. It was some people did something on 9/11. And after that, there was lots of prejudice against Muslims. You know, that's like saying Bill Johnson murdered 15 people, and after that, people didn't like the Johnson family. Isn't that just too bad? Maybe Bill Johnson shouldn't have murdered 15 people. Then his family wouldn't be hated. So Ilhan Omar says some people did something. Accuses others of dangerous incitement of death threats against her. She attacked critics of her dismissive comment about the 9/11 terror attacks as some people did something, saying they are inciting death threats against her. A Muslim refugee from Somalia also defended her love of the U.S. Yeah, you want the U.S. to be a crap hole like Somalia. You love that. You've made your district into that. Your district leads the nation of people who left the country to fight for ISIS. You live in a crap hole. That's the America you defend. She made the comment March 23rd at the CARE conference in Woodland Hills, California, which was themed Empowering Valley Muslims. And suddenly it comes out what she said. She mentions 9/11, does not consider it a terrorist attack on the U.S. Instead, she refers to it as some people did something. Then goes on to justify the establishment of a terrorist organization, CARE, on U.S. soil. And she says, this is dangerous incitement given the death threats I face. My love and commitment to our country should never be in question. We're all Americans. Yeah. She was responding to a tweet that included screen images of criticism by Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas. That's the guy with the one eye who lost it in battle for the United States. This is dangerous incitement given the death threats I face. Really? So if you say something, you don't want anyone to talk about the words or repeat it. I didn't realize that. We're banned from free speech because you're a Muslim. I didn't realize that. Brian Kilmeade said, you have to wonder if she's American first. Good job, Brian. I'm with you. First member of Congress to ever describe terrorists who killed thousands of Americans on 9/11 as some people who did something. Unbelievable, says Dan Crenshaw, Congressman, Texas. Good job, Dan. I agree with you. And I guess she missed GOP chairwoman Rona McDaniel calling Omar anti-American. She said Ilhan Omar isn't just anti-Semitic, she's anti-American. 3,000 Americans lost their lives to Islamic terrorists on 9/11. She dismissed it as some people did something. Democrat leaders need to condemn her brazen display of disrespect. You don't like it? Don't say stupid things. Don't say racist things. Don't hate white people. Don't hate Americans. Don't hate Jews. Don't hate Christians. And if you thought that was dumb... Well, actually, that's not dumb. That's just evil, what she said. You just make it believe, stick your head in the sand and make believe Muslims didn't attack the United States of America. That wasn't Muslims. That was some people doing something. Wasn't an Islamic terror attack. Wow. And then you thought that was dumb. Ocasio-Cortez makes her look smart. She claims climate change is driving the migrant crisis. Ask every single person who comes across that border. They're coming because there's no money in their country. They're living in abject poverty and they're starving. Nobody's mentioning green energy. No one's mentioning global warming. No one's mentioning climate change. Are you kidding me? They don't even know what climate change is. You're talking about ignorant, uneducated people from Mexico and Guatemala and El Salvador. They don't know anything about climate change. They've never heard of it in their lives. What a joke. She says climate change is a major factor of the global migrant crisis. Yeah, all the Muslims invading Europe, they're all screaming climate change because it's so much hotter in the Middle East than it is in Europe. That's about climate change, isn't it? Wow. And we'd have blood on our hands, she says, if legislation is not passed to tackle climate change. The far right loves to drum up fear and resistance to immigrants. But have you ever noticed they never talk about what's causing people to flee their homes in the first place? Perhaps they'd be forced to confront one major factor fueling global migration, climate change. Hey, Ocasio-Cortez, quote Wayne Root. You're so dumb. A piece of wood has a higher IQ than you. My God. People are running away from violent crime. They're running away from extreme poverty. They're running away from starvation. None of them give a crap about climate change. They're running away from MS-13, you idiot. In Honduras, two-thirds of the population, 5.5 million people, live in abject poverty. Per capita income is $120 a month. You think any of them know what climate change is? You think they've ever heard the word in their lives? Moron. Stick of wood in a doorknob is smarter than you. Talk about conspiracy theories. Wow. And then here's an article about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her conspiracy theory. She's got off the deep end. But she is a bartender slash actress who tried out for the job of congresswoman and walked door to door and told people the guy in charge is white. You want to elect a Latina woman of color. And they voted for her. And she got like 6,000 votes in the primary. And she thinks she's the queen of the world now. She went on a socialist rant on Tuesday night. She retweeted this post. Kirstjen Nielsen should be a pariah for life. No cable deals, no cushy college gigs. Check out what should happen to the Trump foot soldiers who think they can escape with their reputations intact simply because they were following orders. And that's a quote by Jamil Smith. She retweeted it. Then she had this bizarre rant about Kirstjen Nielsen. In stealing thousands of children, deporting their parents, refusing to provide info for reunification, Nielsen oversaw one of the largest-scale human rights violations in history. Awarding her a lucrative deal or prestigious post is to legitimize and celebrate that abuse. So she's a Nazi now. These people are sick in the head. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Synagenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. USA Radio, Newsmax TV, a relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, American made, proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. That's how we save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism and our U.S. Constitution and our Judeo-Christian values and our beloved GOP. Coming to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stolz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com. The most caller-friendly show in America. Call us anytime at 833-WAR-TALK, which numerically is 833-927-8255. You can find more of my rants at RootForAmerica.com, Root, R-O-O-T, for America. That's what I do all day. I root for America. On Twitter, I'm at RealWayneRoot. My tweets are at RealWayneRoot. And you can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. When I talk about dumb things, I told you the dumb thing Ilhan Omar said. You know, 9/11 wasn't by Muslims. It was just something done by someone, and he had no justification to be mad at Muslims. And then the dumb thing Ocasio-Cortez said, that global warming is what's causing all these immigrants to come here. illegally. You know, it gets inside their brains and it rots the brains of illegal aliens. It's warm. It's hot out there. Oh, my gosh, it's hot. I got to go to America. Oh, my God, what a joke. How about this one? Former Obama official says Trump separating children at the border is different from when Obama did it. Yeah. This girl, Sam Vinograd, she held various positions for the Obama administration, worked on the National Security Council. Of course she did. These are the people in charge of national security. Now she's a national security analyst at CNN. And she appeared on the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer yesterday, and she said when President Trump separated children from their families, Wolf, or their adults, Wolf, it was for their protection. It was as if there was a risk of trafficking or other kinds of harm that might have occurred. But even if he did do that, why is Donald Trump saying that two wrongs make a right? Again, Obama wasn't wrong, but so he's saying that because something happened under Obama, he's repeating it, and it's upping the ante. That's an incredibly poor excuse. He's systemized inhumane treatment. And again, Obama was doing that to protect the children. Can you imagine? Then she says Obama wasn't wrong, but Trump is saying two wrongs don't make a right. What the hell are you talking about? You are all such pathetic liars and frauds, you don't even know what you're saying anymore. It sounds so ridiculous. What a joke. Of course it's for your own good. And when Obama ripped me off and sticked the IRS on me, it was for my own good. He tried to destroy my life for my own good. And when he tried to take away all the money of all the small businessmen and women in America who risk their money on a business and redistribute it to a bunch of broke losers on welfare, it was for our own good. And Obamacare ripped off the middle class. It was for our own good. When he put the coal miners out of work, it was for our own good. But if Trump builds a wall for our own good, that's bad. And then Maxine Waters, head of the banking committee, asks bankers about student loans and then finds out from them that the government took over the program in 2010. They're not involved in it anymore. Of course they're not. My daughter went to college starting in 2010, and that was a nightmare for me because I was dealing with government loans, not bank loans. And the bank loans used to be until the day your kid gets out of college, you don't owe a dime, and then they could pay the bill. But no, as soon as the government took over, I had giant fees up front and payments due every month. When I asked about it, the person told me in confidence on the other end of the phone, I shouldn't be telling you this, but now that the government's in charge, they got to get the money from somewhere because they're giving all these loans basically such low interest or free to minorities and foreigners and illegals that everybody else gets ripped off. So that's why you have these giant origination fees, Mr. Root, and that's why you're paying ridiculous interest rates, and that's why the clock now starts ticking now while your kid is still in school and you got to pay the bill. They know you'll pay it. The kid won't pay it until they get out. In the old days, you pay it for the first day. They're ripping off all the people with money, middle class and above, born in America, to make up for all the people they're giving free college to. I found out the truth. That's what's happening. Maxine, another brilliant woman with an IQ of 12. It's amazing. The lower your IQ is, the bigger of an ignorant idiot you are, the better the likelihood you become a Democrat United States congressperson.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr at a Senate hearing drops a bombshell regarding the Obama administration and the 2016 Trump campaign.
I think there's a spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
Barr says he's looking into whether the FBI and other agencies were surveilling the 2016 Trump campaign.
Congress is usually very concerned about intelligence agencies and law enforcement agencies staying in their proper lane, and I want to make sure that happened. We have a lot of rules about that.
President Trump says illegal immigrants are dying after crossing the border into the United States. During a roundtable discussion with supporters in San Antonio today, Trump says he's hearing incredible stories about dangerous criminals threatening border area residents.
I had no idea. Nobody has any idea how bad this is. And this has been going on for many years.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Did you know Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, is doing a health seminar on April the 8th at the Hilton Garden Inn? That's 8202 South 100th East Avenue, Tulsa, Oklahoma. The meeting will get started promptly at 7 o'clock. Distributors are $10 and everyone else is free. If you have any questions, call Brandy at 615-389-7733.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This
is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. I want to thank the sponsor of this segment, Cenogenics. Great people at Cenogenics, making Wayne Root great again. And they can make you great again, too. And the cost to call them, nothing. The cost to find out what they offer, nothing. Founded in 1997, they're the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, i.e. defying aging, i.e. anti-aging. It's a proven scientific approach, custom tailored to each individual, each and every individual. And they did it for me, man. They reversed every single thing wrong with me, either in total, completely, 100%, or dramatically. Great job. Made me look young again. Look on my TV show. Watch it every afternoon or every evening, depending on where you are. 5 o'clock West Coast time, 8 o'clock East. The Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV. I look like a new man. I look like a young man. Look like they knocked 10 to 15 years off my clock. Good job, Cenogenics. They can do the same for you. Call them and ask them how and why and what the price is. Nothing to lose. No risk for you. 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com. All right, we've got our guest, Steve Cortez, here. He is a CNN political commentator, president of the Trump Hispanic Advisory Council and Trump 2020 reelect campaign advisor. Hey, Steve, it's Wayne Root. How are you?
Wayne, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
So Trump's ticking up so high in the polls. Rasmussen's the only one I ever trust as being real. And they had him at 53% yesterday, which is 7 points higher than Obama at the same time in his presidency and higher than at any time in the entire third year of Obama's presidency, which I just find ironic considering the media was 100% positive to Obama and they're 100% negative to Trump. It's amazing. It's a miracle. He's Houdini. He's doing fantastic, and it appears, based on your article, a lot of this is due to his improving popularity with Hispanics. Explain.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Wayne. But by the way, before I get to the Hispanic piece, you know, it's almost as if Americans like winning. Doesn't that seem to be one of the takeaways here?
Yeah, I think so.
That people like success in their lives. They like prosperity. They like the security. They like the things that are going on with this America First agenda. But you're exactly right. A big part of the uptick has been among Hispanics. And, you know, he shocked the world in 2016 in a lot of ways. But one of the ways he didn't get, I think, quite enough attention was that he did about double where he was polling prior to the election among Hispanic Americans. Now, he still only got 30% of the vote, and I don't want to have a parade over winning a third of the vote. It was still massively above expectations. It was better than Mitt Romney had done 4 years earlier. But here's the really great news, and it might be reason for a parade come 2020, is he's now polling any poll you look at for Hispanics. He's polling in approval north of 40. And in some of the polls, he's as high as 50%, including an NPR poll. Now, you know NPR and VBS as well as I do. You know they're not trying to cook polls to make Trump look good. And so the fact that he got a 50% approval rating among Hispanic likely voters in an NPR PBS poll that was just released last month, which I cited in my article, that's massive news because, you know, Wayne, the way the math works for a national election for our electoral college, if he gets anywhere in the 40s among Hispanics, it is game over because it means Florida's totally out of reach. It puts your home state of Nevada back in play. It puts New Mexico in play, Colorado, state that went to Hillary Clinton last time around, and it means that the states he won last time that are heavily Hispanic, in addition to Florida, that's the main one, but in addition to that, North Carolina, Georgia, states like that are also probably out of reach for the Democrats. So, number one, it's just great news for America, right, that the 60 million Hispanics in this country are doing well, they're prospering, and they're returning the favor to Donald Trump via their political approval. But number two, politically for Trump, It to me makes him, he's already the favorite anyway for re-election, but I think that this new news makes him the prohibitive favorite for 2020.
Yeah, the only thing I worry about, Steve, is I've always argued that legal Hispanics, whether they be born in America or they came here legally, like Trump, and I believe that's why he got, you know, a much higher percentage of Hispanic than McCain got or Romney got. I think he did very well with legal Hispanics and small business owner Hispanics and educated Hispanics, but I've always argued that lots and lots of illegals are voting in this country. Not all of them are Hispanic either, by the way.
Right.
You could be illegal from many different countries, but the majority are from Mexico. Mexico and Central America. And I believe illegals vote 100% Democrat. And here in Nevada, that's what stole the state. I'm very convinced that it was illegals. I've gotten 100 reports from my listeners. They saw people voting, getting off buses from California. There was all kinds of fraud going on. So, I mean, you know, the fact that legal Hispanics answer this poll, I'm sure these polls don't poll illegals who have no right to vote in the first place, but they are. So there's still worries, believe me. Not that
no,
simple,
of course.
You know.
And that's a valid point. By the way, I can't tell you what pushback I get when I mention that on air on CNN. Of course, they think that I'm just fear-mongering, that I'm making that up. Well, there are plenty of polls of foreign-born Americans, both illegals and legals, and asking them, because there's about 40 million people who are not citizens who are here legally. They, you know, they absolutely are invited to be in this country, but they're not citizens. They're not supposed to vote. 10% of them in polling claim that they vote. All right, that's their own answer. That's not us doing investigative work. That's just asking them, hey, do you vote? They say, yes, 10%. Well, that's 4 million people right there who are legally voting. I have no reason to doubt that they're voting. Why would they lie? You know, now, is it as high as 10? Maybe some don't understand the question. Who knows? The point is, the number is not zero, and it's not close to zero. And the number is probably in the millions, and you're right. It's absolutely, you know, a concern, and I have to imagine that they're voting absolutely overwhelmingly Democratic because they know the Democratic Party is the party of open borders. And that also, by the way, is really not debatable anymore. You have Beto O'Rourke, for example, saying that he wants to take down existing border walls, not just forget about new ones, but let's take down the existing ones. You have various candidates, including Gillibrand, who had a CNN town hall last night, saying that they want to dismantle ICE. You have Xavier Becerra, the attorney general of the state of California, saying he wants to decriminalize illegal immigration. So they're the party of open borders.
Yeah, I think the funniest one of all, by the way, which, I mean, it's the saddest and most tragic of all, but it's so tragic that it's funny. You got to laugh. Is that it's okay to be illegal in California, pass the bar, and practice law in a courtroom in front of a judge. It's just so beyond my belief. Before anybody can ever, you know, get up, like, Right Wing Watch listens to every word of my show. They record every show. They try and take every sentence out of context. I wish they would just once in a while put in my asterisk, like right now. It's not that I'm racist, because if the people at the border were all Israeli, I'm Jewish, if every one of them were Israeli, and they all want welfare for life, and they all want, you know, bring along lots of kids and put them all in school, and it costs $15,000 to $20,000 a kid, and they want to give them free meals in school, and they want aid to dependent children for every baby they drop once they get to America, and I'd say, you know what, I'm Jewish, I don't want any of the Jews, keep them out. I don't want anybody new coming in who wants welfare and is committing crimes and stealing identities, and all of it's bad for America. And the cop costs, the prison costs, and the judge costs, judicial costs, overwhelming the country because all these crazy Israelis are coming in. We got to stop them. I'm Jewish. I'd stop them in a second. This has nothing to do with Hispanics or the color of their skin, Steve, at all. It has to do with the people coming in that want welfare from cradle to grave.
Right. Of course. And by the way, I'd argue that the people who suffer the most from our porous borders, from illegal immigrants,
are
legal immigrants and Hispanic Americans.
You know, there
you
go.
Look at MS-13. If you read the horrific stories of MS-13, every single story that I've read, there may be some that I haven't read, but every single one that I've read, the victim has a Hispanic surname, right?
Of course.
It just makes sense. Those are the neighborhoods in which they operate. Those are the people they know. They're the people they terrorize.
Right.
And even more broadly, thankfully, you know, as awful as that is, the numbers aren't huge. But you know what numbers are huge? Are Hispanic Americans, and look, all Americans for that matter, but particularly Hispanic Americans, who have to deal in the labor market with unfair, illegal competition from a workforce that, because of its status, is always willing, those workers are always willing to work for less than what the market would dictate. And so it depresses wages for working class Americans, many of them black and brown Americans, legal citizens in this country. So I think that's one of the reasons why, too, there's a misconception out there, Wayne, that Hispanic Americans are soft on illegal immigration. I find exactly the opposite. My father, for example, who came here the right way, came on a student visa, fell in love with America, fell in love with my mom, wanted to stay, didn't get the visa renewal. This is way, way back, you know, way before me in the 1950s. What was not approved for whatever reason. Went back to Colombia. He said literally the second he could get back here, he was, and to stay and to become a citizen and get married and raise a family and be an American. But I once asked him, I said, did you ever consider staying illegally? I'm sure it wouldn't have been hard, right?
In those days, absolutely not.
And he, you know what he said to me? He said, I would never have considered disrespecting this country I love so much. He's like, no, believe me, I was back the minute I was allowed back.
Right, of course.
He railed against illegal immigrants when I was a kid. He wasn't a political guy, but that was the only thing that he ever really spoke about in terms of policy or politics, because it drove him crazy that people would say, I'm going to decide on my terms how I become an American and disrespect our nation and disrespect our laws. It drove him nuts, and I think it would drive any legal immigrant nuts.
Well, you know, it makes no sense. You know, I've got a new commentary coming out in newspapers tomorrow. I don't have it in front of me, but let's see if I can say it, tell it to you just by memory. It's about the fact that if I was the parents who cheated to get their kids into USC and all these colleges, it seems like USC is the main college that keeps popping up. If I was the college cheating scam parents, I would have pleaded innocent, and I would have said, I'm innocent on the grounds. Look at the Democratic Party. It's okay to live in sanctuary cities. It's okay to come across the border illegally. It's okay to get welfare when you come across illegally. It's okay to kill people, and judges won't allow you to be deported. It's okay for judges to tell the bad guy, ICE is in front, go out the back way. Democrats have legalized cheating in this country. So I understand why your father was mad, because if you do it the right way, how is it okay that someone else is allowed to cheat?
Right. No, it's unjust, of course, and it's also it's terrible for our national and economic security. We have an absolute crisis at the border. The president right now is really hamstrung by a lot of terrible laws. I unfortunately don't think Congress is going to change them, so I'm advising him, and I hope you'll join me in this, Wayne. I think we need another emergency order. He needs to suspend the acceptance of asylum applications
yes,
for right
agreed.
Now.
Yes, agreed. Agreed. Advise him. Don't go. Hey, Steve, we got to run. Don't go. Stay with me through the break, and I'll take you on the other side, okay?
Thank you.
Sit tight. Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now. We'll have our repeat segment coming up. Steve Cortez gets a double invite. Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Pros know doing it right means having what you need for any job on hand. So you're spending more time on the job site then away from it. Lowe's does it right by stocking job lot quantities of lumber, fencing, and decking, and at the right prices. Get volume savings on your next job at the Pro Desk, and save time by ordering at lowesforpros.com. Have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated Pro Loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you belong. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See Pro Desk for details. U.S. only.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your health care costs. Together, we're changing health care for good.
War now.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root back with Steve Cortez. I know you got to go, Steve, in about 3 minutes or so, so I'll get right to you. First of all, Steve Cortez, CNN political commentator, president of the Trump Hispanic Advisory Council and Trump 2020 reelect campaign advisor. Welcome back to the show, Steve.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
I think Hispanic support is a lot like Nick Bosa. If you follow the NFL, I'm not sure. Are you an NFL guy, by the way?
I sure am.
So Nick Bosa is the brother of an NFL star, and Nick is going to be drafted maybe number one or number two or number three, somewhere in there in the whole draft. And it came out today he's a huge Donald Trump supporter, and he erased all of it on his Facebook and Twitter because he's afraid he's going to get drafted by the San Francisco 49ers, and the people are going to boo him and hate him.
Right.
And you got to be quiet when you're a Trump supporter. You got to whisper, I'm for Trump. And I think that's what Hispanics are doing, right? I think they like Trump, but they can never say it out loud, right?
No, completely. And it's interesting. By the way, what a sad story. I read about that today, that he feels he has to scrub his beliefs. But to keep it on a sports realm, it's interesting. So I go every Saturday and work out at a boxing gym. It's a really gritty, mostly Mexican gym in Chicago. It's hot and stinky, and I love it. And I had a guy, some people there know that I'm on TV, some don't care. And I had a guy come to me the other day and whispered, I love Trump so much. I said, really? Good for you. I said, how come? He said, yeah, he's Puerto Rican. He said, I can't tell anyone. I said, all right, I won't tell anybody your name. He said, I'm a Puerto Rican businessman. I can't tell you how business has exploded since Donald Trump took over. He said, there's an optimism out there. He said, I can just feel it. He said, for the first time in his life, he's hiring people. He used to just be he and his brother. Now they're hiring people. They're buying more equipment. He said, I love Donald Trump. But he felt like he was telling me something dirty, like we were sharing a dirty secret.
Right. Listen, when I was campaigning for Trump in 2016, it was about 2 months before the election, I did a TV interview in Las Vegas, Steve, and it was the NBC affiliate, and I'm waiting in the waiting area to go out. You know, they'll call me in to go do the interview. And it was, like, so weird. The girl who was the secretary, the receptionist, who was in the waiting area before you got to go in, she starts talking with me and asks me who I am, why I'm there. I tell her why. She comes out from behind the glass, like, bulletproof area she's in. There literally is a glass bulletproof area where they keep the receptionist. I guess they're scared in the news business, you know, some crazy's going to come in. And she comes out and says, hey, I like Trump. I think he's great. Right? And then she added something for effect. And by the way, I date white guys. I thought that was the funniest thing I'd ever heard in my whole life. I think she's trying to pick me up, but that's besides the point. It's just funny that you got to whisper things like that when you, and she was Puerto Rican. That's why you triggered me when you said Puerto Rican. Puerto Rican, and I just thought it was funny that she said something like that. That's how you have to act if you're black, if you're Puerto Rican, if you're Hispanic. And by the way, I'm Jewish. If you're Jewish, you have to whisper too, because you go to temple and tell people you love Trump. I think they want to hit you. It's bizarre. It really is, but there's a lot of us out there. I get so many whispers, Steve. I'll bet you do, too, everywhere you go.
Yes. Well, we all have to keep fighting, don't we?
All right, look, I know you got to run, so you run. I'll finish up the segment. Thank you for coming on, Steve Cortez. Always appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
All right, come to Vegas soon. I got to hang out with you, man. We got to get to know each other. Wayne Allyn. I was about to say war now and go out the sun. I'm so used to saying, you know, hey, segment's going to end, but Steve had to leave early, so I got 3 minutes to go. So let's talk about some of the things out there that are mattering that I haven't gotten to yet. First of all, warm weather sparks out of control Chicago's shooting spree. 24 people shot in 24 hours in Chicago between April 6th and 7th, including 3 adults and 3 children who died from gunshot-related injuries. 3 children died from gunshot-related injuries. The mayhem started early Saturday, continuing into the afternoon hours on Sunday. Police allege that warmer weather was responsible for the surge in violent crime. During the weekend horror, Chicago police investigated multiple homicides and a mass shooting of 6 people in West Inglewood. 3 people shot in East Garfield Park, 3:30 in the morning Sunday. They should listen to my father, you know. My father used to say, Wayne, I have one rule in life. Nothing good ever happens after midnight. You can't be out at 3:30 in the morning and expect to live, okay? There's a better chance you're going to die at 3:30 in the morning than at 3:30 in the afternoon by a million. And people don't get that, and that's why they're dead, you know? They're in the middle of the park at 3:30 with a gun, and they wonder why the next guy comes along with a gun and kills them. 34-year-old taken to Mount Sinai Hospital, 26-year-old taken to Norwegian-American Hospital, 33-year-old was taken to Rush University, shot in the arm. Unbelievable. What goes on in a day or a night in Chicago? Nothing good ever happens after midnight in Chicago. Nothing good ever happens, period. Another caravan forms in Honduras, by the way. Nearly 1,000 more migrants are headed to the U.S. amid this border crisis. It's just going to keep going and going and going. And, you know, it's not, I'm sorry, but it's not because of climate change, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you stupid moron. It's because of poverty and crime. That's why they're running, although it's funny that they're afraid of crime and violence in their country, and they're running here where I just read you what happens in Chicago in a single day. And that's why it's happening, because when you come here, you commit crimes. All right, My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Usually I do the sponsor stuff at the beginning of the segment, but Steve had a run, so I saved it for the end. But everybody knows that I'm able to talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV because I suck on My Doctor Suggests colloidal silver lozenges. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. Silver is amazing. It's been used throughout history to destroy bacteria, viruses, and yeast. You suck on the lozenge and the silver slowly destroys the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Call toll free 866-660-9868. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Use the promo code USA Radio and you get 20% off. Or just say Wayne Root sent you. One or the other. 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/roots and use the promo code USA Radio. 20% off. Love them.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey,